Thanks for listening in to the Big Ideas Podcast. My name is Thomas, and it's time to wake up, people. Hello, and welcome. The day is March 7th, 2018, and once again, you are listening to the Big Ideas Podcast. Welcome, 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 everybody. Thank you all for joining me today. This is a very special day because today is the day we finally get a fucking answer to the big-ass question of, what the fuck are we doing here? What is going on? What is the purpose of all of this? What is the point? What are we doing? What is going on here, you know? The big mind-boggling questions we're all asking ourselves every day, you know? Walking around like a bunch of chickens with our heads cut off, wondering what the fuck is going on, you know? At least I am. I'm not sure if other people really question the reality of their circumstances that often, but here I am, so join me as I try and rationalize my own existence. So, we're here on this planet, right? We fucking woke up one day, little baby running around being useless as shit. And yeah, we grow up and we get older and life moves on. You get a job, you get a wife, you get a car, you get a house, you get a family, and things just go on, you know? But what happens? What happens if we stop this process for a second? What happens if we go, wait a moment. Why am I doing this? Why is any of this the case? Why am I even here? You know what I mean? Why anything, really? And this is the main question. This is the main question we're all asking ourselves every day is why. And that's a paramount question. That's a fundamental question. And that's not a question I can answer for you. Hell, that's not even a question I can answer for myself. But it's a question we got to answer nonetheless is why. And this is the main question. This is the question that we will pursue until the end of time. This is the question that everybody has been pursuing since the beginning of time is why anything? And the answer, in my opinion, to why anything is because. It's just because. And if you find that answer lackluster, maybe I can explain it to you in a way that you might find some comfort in. So, why? Because you can be happy, because you can find love, joy, experience, adventure, emotion, fear, pain, agony, heartbreak, but it doesn't stop there, it keeps going, and we keep finding these becauses in the world. And these reasons, these are the things that mean something to us. However, that's not what is important. That's not what's important. The important part was always the why. It was always the question. The question was more important than the answer. That is why. That is why because. Because you have a question and you can find an answer, it means that we're here, that there's something going on that's greater than us, because we can explore and find out and learn from things. That is why we are here, is to create meaning, to explore things, to become ourselves, to become better people. That is the extent of the why. That is the because, and that is left up to you. That is up to your personal choice. And Let me put this in a metaphor that makes sense, so you really do get where I'm coming from. If we look at life and we're trying to ascertain the meaning of that life, we can look at it sort of like an unsharpened pencil. We understand the point of the pencil. We understand what the pencil is supposed to do. We understand its function. However, it has no point. Get it? Because it's an unsharpened pencil. It has no point. But the same is true with life. The same is true with life. Life is an unsharpened pencil. It is up to you to give it a point, to give it meaning. Without that point, without that meaning, you cannot create, you cannot explore, you cannot dream, you cannot be alive. So, if you get what I'm saying here, it's time to sharpen our fucking pencils. And what that means is, you gotta start asking yourself more questions. You gotta start pushing the limit on what you think about things. If you stop what you're doing right now, if you stop and you really think for 1 second about why anything has happened in your life, I guarantee you, you will find an inability to answer that question. You don't know, you can't know, and I'm sure you will never know unless you start asking yourself those questions of why are these things happening? And a lot of people like to ascribe this meaning to God or some higher power and box themselves in very quickly as to why things are happening. And they're so quick to rationalize their lives that they miss out on such a broader meaning and inspiration in life. When you quickly jump to answer that why question, you're closing the door to more why questions you can ask yourself. There is an unlimited number of whys in the universe. There is an unlimited number of hows in the universe. And there are unlimited number of becauses in the universe. And it's up to you to explore those concepts, to discover the ideas that define you and are a part of who you are. But those questions don't stop. They never stop. Once you open that Pandora's box of questioning your life, your existence, why you're even here, you can't stop. You have to keep going down that rabbit hole. You have to keep pushing the envelope until that glass ceiling breaks on your life and you can see the stars, the universe, everything that exists beyond the framework you're living in, because there is infinite amounts that lie beyond your own perception. There is an infinite world out there. If we look at history, if we look at a great man known as Copernicus, he was killed by the Romans because he believed in something. He believed that there was something beyond this world, that there was something beyond this earth-centric view that we had of the universe. And he was right. He was right all along to keep questioning, to keep pushing the envelope on what we knew to be true. And that was the root of science. That has always been the root of science and discovery and advancement. But I'm not really talking about science. I'm talking about yourself, your own person. You don't need to discover anything past another question to be successful in exploring your own life. In fact, the more questions you find, the more questions you have, only means that you're leading yourself down a path of self-acceptance and exploration. This is a good thing. The more lost that you are, the more lost that you feel, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of this feeling. Because to be lost is only a chance to find yourself once more. And that's powerful. That's very powerful. When you feel that you're down and out and the questions are piling up and nothing seems to make sense anymore, just know in your mind that you are always moving in the right direction. You are challenging yourself, and that is 10 times more than most people are out there doing. Most people are out there walking through their daily lives with the blinders on, ignoring the reality that exists beyond themselves. You can't do that. You can't be one of those people. If you've ever played a video game, they're what you call non-playable characters or NPCs, people that just simply exist as a part of the system. Don't be one of those people. It's time to wake up to the reality that something bigger is going on here, something real, something concrete, something very intrinsical to our being, to why we are here. But you'll never find that, and you'll never question it if you don't dig deeper at it, if you don't really try and push yourself to those limits. If you're just complacent in the way you think about things, you'll never get past level one. You'll never get past ground zero of thought, of expanding your ideas, because you're so set in the way you are and who you are that you can't imagine something existing outside of that. But there is. There's a whole world, a whole beautiful world of ideas and people and dreams that you can have. But those don't work. Those don't work if you don't stop what you are doing for 1 second and ask yourself that question. Why? Why am I here? That's something you need to do. That's something you need to challenge yourself on, because you will become a better person for it. You will expand your ideas and learn more about yourself, more about the world. You'll find meaning and truth where otherwise there was none. You'll find emotion where otherwise you would have felt nothing. You will find beauty in life. You will find pain in life. But all of these things are great and wonderful things to explore, because they're a part of being alive. They're a part of being you. And I talked about this earlier. I talked about the fear of having these ideas. And you can't be afraid to challenge yourself. You can't be afraid any longer of thinking that things aren't the way you thought they were, because they're not. I guarantee you they're not. I guarantee you life, everything that exists, is so far beyond your comprehension that you will never scratch the surface. But don't let that discourage you. Don't let that get into your mind and tell you that you can simply rationalize things under broader categories. You can't do that. You can't give up in your pursuit of truth and knowledge. You can't give up. You have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and asking yourself these questions until you break, until you say, yes, I get it. I get it. I really get it. I get it. And that's great. That's awesome when it happens. And you'll know. You'll know when you figure it out, and you'll finally go, "Yes. That's what I thought all along. That's how I really felt, and now I get it," you know? And that's so exciting. That's so exciting to see people waking up to these ideas and this concept that there's so much more to be understood, that there's so much more than just a god up in the sky looking down, pulling the strings. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. There's more complex things you can think about, and just challenge yourself. Just be aware every day of what goes on in your life. It just takes a simple amount of focus, of realization of what's really going on, and you can read into these smaller things that happen in your life. Every day you'll notice the trends of life if you really are paying attention to what's going on. And these are profound insights you can have. These are great things to stumble across when you do. And I've taken upon myself a practice in my life of finding meaning in every aspect, in everything I come across. There's meaning in every aspect of life. Every single thing means something. It's up to you to figure that out. You have to find what things mean. Find out what they mean. You need to keep exploring that, because if you push yourself that far, if you keep pushing yourself in that direction, you will become a more beautiful person for it. You will become a more profound, a greater person. And that's what we need. We need more people pushing themselves to be better. Because it's not enough to just be good to the people you're around. It's not enough to just say, this is the way I am and this is okay. You need to go beyond that. You need to go beyond that further. And I feel like I'm beating a dead horse now. So I'm going to tone it back a little bit away from this rant I'm going on and expanding your ideas and bring it back to something more concrete that you can focus on. And that is really trusting yourself. Really believe that if you find something in your heart and you really feel that feeling, like this, wow, like this is something that I believe in, run with it. Take that idea. Find out further than that what it means. And you'll discover something you never knew was possible. And when you start making these discoveries, you just can't stop. It's like an addiction you have to figuring out the patterns of your life and seeing how things work. And it's great seeing the interconnected nature of all things, because when you really do pay attention, you find how everything works together in this beautiful, imperfect unity. And life itself is all in one being. You'll come to find that everything is interconnected that we do. Every action has an equal but opposite reaction. And this applies to everything in life. You might not believe in karma. You might not believe in things like that. But it's the truth. It is true that what you put out into the world, what you have to offer, is what you receive in return from life. If you are constantly putting out negativity and just bad energy into the world, you can expect to receive that back onto yourself. It is just the universe's way of doing back onto you what you do to it. So with that being said, if you want to live a life of positivity, if you want to experience a life that is good in nature, you have to put good into the world. If that's what you want to see back, you have to put out that energy of positivity, of love. And if you give the universe that energy, it always comes back to you. Whatever you put out, it always comes back. And you need to have faith in that. Some people, they just get so wrapped up and they're like, oh, something bad happened. And they try and justify the reasons, this and that and the other, as to why something bad could have possibly happened to someone like them because they live a good life. I subscribe to these ideologies. Why would anything bad happen to me? Oh, it's not my fault. But it is. It is always a result of your own actions. And it may have not been in this lifetime. It may have been further past. But if you have at some point put that negative energy into the world, it has come back to you. And that is in the form of challenging events. And you can't get upset with that. You can't go, oh no, I was a bad person. Life is out to get me. Because it's not. It's not. It's there to teach you a lesson, to keep your ass in check. Which is why you have to find the meaning out of these circumstances. That's why you have to be aware of what's going on. Because you won't notice when life is giving you back positive energy in the same way you're noticing when bad things happen. We have such a fixation on the negative. There's so much energy and attention we give to the negativities in our life all the time. And you need to release that energy from yourself. You need to stop being wrapped up in the negative aspects and the woe is me and my life is so tough, because you know what? So many people have experienced so much shit and so many fucking awful scenarios that I guarantee you, no matter what has happened to you, somebody has had it worse. Somebody's had it worse, which is why you have to be grateful for the great opportunities you get, for the beautiful moments in your life. Because that is how you know. When you experience something great and happy and wonderful, it's because you put something great into this world. It's because you offered something to the universe. And if you want to keep experiencing that, you have to keep doing good things. You have to keep being a good person in your nature. And I'm not saying good things can't happen to bad people. They certainly can. But it serves the purpose to say that being good, being offering positivity in a world that wraps itself in so much hate and anger is what puts hope into life. It's what drives us forward. It's what keeps things going, is people putting good out there into the world. And people do good things every single day for each other. They just go overlooked because we have the news media and we have a shitty president constantly, just thing after thing after thing after thing, and people shooting each other in schools and things blowing up and terrorists killing each other and people killing each other and drugs, and the list goes on and on and on of just all the bad things we see. But don't let it discourage you. The world is not like that at its core. The world is not evil and hateful. It's just because we're putting so much hate into it that we are seeing it reflected back onto us. Get rid of your own hate. Play a part in making the world better by putting more good into it. If you're putting bad things into the world, that is just continuing negative trends. You have to always wake up every day and have something positive to offer the world. And legitimately, and don't do this because you expect people to care about you or you expect something in return. You don't do this intrinsically because you want the good back done to you. You should do it more so because you want to be a part of the positivity going into it. You want to be on the giving end of things, because think about when it comes time for Christmas, right? You're a kid, you're a child, and oh man, it's just awesome as shit. Fucking Santa comes down the chimney, loads that shit up with presents, stocking stuffed full with a bunch of useless ass toys you'll probably lose in about a week or so, but you don't give a fuck, because hell yeah, Christmas and shit. But as you get older, you know, the gifts that you get, they become a little less glamorous. And what really comes out of Christmas, what you really start to care about is the gift of giving something back to the people you love. And you should take that same ideology that you've grown up with now and come to mature in and apply that to your life. Apply that to the universe. Take that feeling of giving and apply it to your entire life. And it may seem unfair at times because there are more takers than givers to some degree, but that's only because people choose to ignore the fact that giving to the universe is the most beautiful thing you can do. Offering up a part of yourself that you otherwise normally wouldn't have given to somebody. Taking the time to care about somebody on the street who you normally would have walked by, somebody who wants money from you, or, you know, going out of your way to donate something to somebody, or just offering a simple gesture of kindness, smiling to somebody, asking somebody how their day was, just putting good energy in the universe will create a better universe. And yet again, it starts with you. It starts at a personal level. And in every aspect of your life, if you choose to promote positivity, if you choose to be a bastion of kindness to others, you will receive nothing less. You should have no fear that your life will be shitty or sucky, or that people will get more out of you than you'll get out of them, because I felt that way for so long. I felt so mistreated. I felt so taken advantage of by life because I felt like I had such a kind heart and I wanted to do good, but I kept telling myself these things and they were all lies because I always wanted to do it for myself. It was always for myself, about making me feel better about being a good person. But you can't do it because you want to feel better about yourself. You have to do it because you want to feel better about the world in which you live. And I think we all want that. We want to feel better about our society, about our lives. And you need to do it for everybody around you so much as everybody around you needs to do it for you. So wake the fuck up. Get with the program. Start asking yourself these questions. Start thinking about your life a little more critically than you currently are. You can change your mind. You can become someone or something that you thought was impossible previously because you chose to challenge yourself. And you can also, in the same way, choose to be a better person. And for a while, I had to put on a fake smile. I had to go out and I had to pretend to the world that I was okay. When inside, I was falling apart. I was depressed. I wanted to kill myself. And that's because the world wasn't being kind to me. And I felt like I owed it nothing in return. And so why be here? Why be here? Why does anything matter? And that was the saddest place to be. That was the saddest place to be. And I've come out of that. I've come out of that. And it was a struggle for a year or two. It was a struggle to put on a fake smile and pretend I cared. But you know, I pretended I cared for so long that I actually started to care. I actually started to care again about other people, about life, about being happy. And I took that and I ran with it. And every single day I was reminded of the place I was in because I chose. I simply made a choice to no longer have such hate and angst for the world that I chose to see the beauty in it. And you can make that choice too. And you should make that choice because nobody deserves to live in a world where other people don't care about them. Everybody should be cared about. And you need to put that positivity into the world. So much as I need to as well. We can all play our role in making the world a more positive place. It starts with ourselves, and it goes from there. Thank you for listening today. Peace. The dope-ass track you listened to today is Taku Higher, remixed by the man himself, Flume. As always, you can find a link to the song in the description below the podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and as always, if you enjoyed my ideas, feel free to share them with a friend. Past that, go out into the world and be a good person. I know you can do it. I believe in you.